God the compassionate, the merciful, I'd like to begin here in the nation's capital. I'd also like to express our thanks to all of our brothers and sisters here today in our gathering, Christians, Jews, Muslims, atheists, all people of conscience. We appreciate you and we thank you for your time and efforts in this sweltering heat. Now, Mr. Obama, President Obama, is a constitutional law professor at Harvard University. He's well aware of the nuances of freedom of speech and expression, as are we here today. I just want to take a moment to briefly read, from Justice Frank Murphy, former Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He stated, "It's well understood that the right of free speech is not absolute at all times and under all circumstances. Words, those by which their very utterance inflict injury or tend to incite, are of such social value that any benefit they may derive from them is clearly outweighed by the social interests in order and morality." And again, this is a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Now, we fully understand and appreciate that this is not 1942 when this statement was made. But things have changed a little bit with U.S. constitutional law in reference to freedom of expression. But we also understand that common sense, that common dignity, that the views of the founding fathers, that the views of the divine prophets, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, David, Solomon, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, and the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the values of these divine people, these rights that we currently consider freedom of speech and expression, this right to insult, this right to hurt the sentiments of one-fourth of the world's population. This supposed value is not in line with the value of these divine prophets. It's not in line with the values of this nation, of this nation's people, of 99% of this nation's people. Now we've come here today to peacefully and respectfully voice our hurt, the profound hurt that we feel because of this film. And we've come here today, and I'm just going to mention a few brief resolutions that this gathering of people of all faiths, of all backgrounds, of all races, of all political ideologies, that we've come together and we're going to resolve the following. First, we begin by sending our peace and blessing upon all the divine prophets of God, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Peace be upon them all.
Everybody say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
God is the greatest. God is greater than all else.
Say it.
Having considered the U.S. constitutional rights of freedom of speech and expression, including all of the corresponding restrictions and exclusions, and alarmed by the increasing cases of disrespect for divine symbols, and deeply upset about the recent film that lacks even an iota of academic or historical integrity, and in expressing our condolences, our deep-felt condolences, to those innocent lives who have been lost as a result of world events. And in solidarity, with the community of Muslims all over the world, and the community of people of conscience and faith all over the world, we resolve the following: that all people of faith, including Muslims, Christians, Jews, and all other faiths, stand together against disparaging remarks in all forms against divine prophets and divine symbols. That all Americans, regardless of faith, discuss theological differences respectfully and in a dignified manner, and in a civilized manner. And that just as various Western nations have created exceptions to freedom of speech to protect the discussion of historical events, royalty, obscenity, fighting words, and and words that lead to imminent lawless action, we kindly request and we demand that the American people consider an exception to be crafted to protect the symbols of faith. And we request that YouTube immediately remove this distasteful film per their own terms of usage, which is selectively enforced. And we finally, we request that all Americans of faith stand together against the plots of Zionists who disunite us, who neither respect Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, or any oppressed people. And we stand together in unity, and we stand against the disunity that this film was caused to create. And we stand in unity as one people, as one American people. And we say, no, enough of this hate mongering, enough of this racism, enough of this injustice, enough of this oppression. 99% of America is sick and tired of this. And finally, I want to say one message to my Muslim brothers and sisters. Now, many of those out there, now recently I was in a prison in Texas, South Texas, talking to some Muslim inmates. They mentioned to me, they said, brother, what's our responsibility in this situation? And my response to them is the same response to you, to all Muslims, to all people of conscience, to all people of faith over the world. People will see what's going on CNN, the selective reporting. People will see what's going on Fox News and MSNBC, the selective reporting. And they may make a judgment. They may not be aware of the character of the Holy Prophet, Muhammad. They may never read a book about the Holy Prophet Muhammad. They may never understand why 2 billion people around the world are willing to risk everything they have, to sacrifice everything they have for this man. And just as people of other faiths have this same respect for Moses, for Jesus, for Abraham, for all the divine prophets, it's our duty and obligation through our actions, through our character, on a daily basis, to display to the American people who was Muhammad. If you don't know now, you will know by our actions. You will know by our character. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Labbaik ya Rasulallah!
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 Labbaik ya Habiballah!
Labbaik ya Habiballah!
Labbaik ya Habiballah!